Just go back to what you were saying about the four types of clinging.
Yes.
And how central desire is pretty much more of an obvious or clear one to go to. What's interesting is in terms of the different stages of realization, it's not the first thing to go. It's things like, you know, types of rituals, which is the fetter. So can you explain a bit about why the first three fetters, which maybe not quite as obvious as sensual desire, why they...
Well, I think one of the things, sensual desire is just so deeply rooted, and then it has so many degrees of refinement, so that certainly, like the stream enterer, sensual desire and ill will, those are going to drop away to a certain degree. And then the distinguishing feature of a Sakadagami is the attenuation of sensual desire and ill will. But then it's really not completely eradicated until Anagami. But it's one of the Buddha said, it's like sensual desire has not such bad results, but it's really hard to free the mind from. Whereas, say, like ill will and anger has absolutely atrocious results, but it's much easier to free the mind from. Of course, ignorance is both. Both hard to get rid of and it's got terrible results. But that sense of the Sakkaya Ditti is, yeah, it's just like a relying on a view, and that view of identity, this is me, this is what I am. You can't really start to unravel the rest until you disentangled that one. That's your doorway into the falling away of, you know, attachment to views more broadly, attachment to precept and practice. One sees the danger, but it's just really hard to relinquish that seeking of comfort, seeking of pleasure, seeking of what... I just want to feel good. I don't want to do this tough practice. Even when you see the benefit of it, but it's layered, and it gets more and more refined, so it takes time.